哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀呀呀嘿呀嘿，哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀呀呀嘿呀嘿。
Elder Voices, a window to the past, a door to the future.
Ay ya hey ya hey ya hey.
My name is Raymond Sitok Sr. My Eskimo name, Nagalana. And I was born and raised in Wales. I was born July 28, 1946. I grew up without no heat in the house, and there was 12 of us in the family, 12 kids. My parents, Andrew and Mabel Sitok, they raised us. My father, he didn't do too much work. He worked as assistant store manager at our Welsh Native store here. And as you grow up, we start to go to school. No heat. When you wake up for school, sometimes we're late because of no heat. You'd see your breath. You'd hear wood cracking in the wood stove, gas lantern, radio, no TV those days, no telephone. Like this, just jeans, muckluck, parka, and here it would be lively. Cold or not, windy or not, sometimes when it's too bad we don't go out. And we can't sleep in as I grow up because there's something to do every day. Me and my stepbrother Daniel Umalina, he's here. He's older than I am. Every day, him and I, after school, we cut wood, chop wood. And when we get ice water, I still use ice water. We used to push and pull dog team sled getting ice from back here. This creek here, back here, where there's little, like, big pond, freeze over it, overflows, goes, the ice goes up, very clean. That's how we live too, summertime. Same thing, except we had to haul the water with pails. We used to get water from this historical site on Southside. Very good water one time. Eskimo food, because we had no freezer. We had underground cellar for, you know, putting walrus meat and coke. And we would have a cellar with seal oil with gray meat, coke, cooked liver from walrus. The dry meat come from Uku. What dried maybe in May, June. That liver, Laura's liver mom, she would cook it and soak it in water and put it in seal oil. Almost every day, sometimes sourdough hot cake, breakfast, lunch, supper. That was our bread. And my bedtime snack would be cold milk and pilot bread. I would be satisfied because I have something before I go to bed. In those days, it was very hard. Economic was very hard. And here they did it. Our parents raised them. And when my mom Mabel, she would make homemade bread whenever she get chance. When she have the flour or what she needs. And as we grew up, we had lots of respect with our elders. Even my parents, I had lots of respect with my parents. When I get scolding, I can't look at my parents. I'm scared because I did wrong. Correct it next time. That's how we grew up. My dad, Andrew, he used to tell us in Eskimo, don't fight back. Don't fight back. If you don't, that person that disagree with you too much gonna bump into something, he or she gonna bump into something they won't like one day for their doing, for hurting you. Sometimes it hurts. Very rough life. That you tell the whole family while we were 12 of us, by only trying, you'll get what you want. By only trying. This time of the year, they used to go out there, edge of the ice, to do hunting. Or they would have a seal hook with that Eskimo rope seal. They toss it out, pull it in, they hook that seal, pull it in. My father, Andrew, he was really good with that. I used to see his seal hook go way up and out. A few that do seal netting this time of year. They chop all in the shore ice not very far out, that seal net was made out of seal rawhide. They used to make ropes out of skin when they lashed a skin boat to the frame. That's what they used. My father had one, Andrew. Andrew Toby Andingazook Sr., he used to have, his boat was the big one here in Wales. They used driftwood. They look for tree stump, the way it's shaped for bow and stern. They look for that. Dwight Tubbock too had a smaller one. They use it in April because it's a smaller boat, easier to handle, and they pull with Eskimo harness. Everybody had harness. They pull skin boat out to the water. In April they used that for duck hunting. We'd be happy when spring come around. And they hunt ugu with that boat. Lighter boat, easier to handle, like maybe six-man crew. Got them skin boats, they're very light. You can, they're safe. They were safest, or they are the safest when you're out there. When you bump a piece of ice, that ice just bounce off. Aluminum boat, play boat, you get towed right away. I'm one of the registered whaling captains in Wales with the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission barrel. I'm always out every spring for a bowhead because I like to eat it too. Whatever I do, what I learn to do, hunting, it's not from my doing. It's what I learned from my mom or dad or grandparents. Whatever you hunt, it's given to you. Our maker gave it to you. And that whatever you're hunting knows you or what you are. Because he says so, our Creator. He always tell me when I used to go, able to go anywhere, I would tell my wife, I'm going out, I got it. There's polar bear. And I can't say, I'm going to get polar bear, I'm going to get well today. No, you can't. You can't say you're going to get this today. It depends if he give it to you, and that animal, mammal knows you. That's what I learned, and it's not from my own doing. It's what I learned from my parents and my grandparents or uncles. Some people, when they would ask me, you're going whaling this spring, yeah? I'll try again. You'll get tired. We'll try. If it's given to us, we'll get one too. Or weather or ice condition permitting. I'm trying to make a living too. strength to breathe, strength to stay alive. So one time I end up out there, we drifted almost 3 days. We were hunting water below mountain. The whole motor, we tried to fix our motors all the time because economic, very hard to get new motor or boat. Start up the motor, it couldn't take off. Our engine was running. The lower unit snapped that shaft through the lower unit on the gears. Don't remember how far we were out below Tin City over there. Told them we break down. We try to do what we can do. We try to. These aluminum boats got lots of drag. We try to oar, sail. So we drifted. Current going north. Got strong. Four of us. Bill and I, we were the good ones like this, but we couldn't get tired. Them two younger ones, they tried to take over on the oaring. They couldn't do it. And then we couldn't see sand dunes anymore. I didn't know we were in front of Sinasat, closer to Sismarath. We were about maybe like 20, 25 miles out from the coast. So they put a tarp up. Got on the bow. We were sailing backwards. I looked at the water. We're moving. See that water. We're moving. And then that's when we start to see the sand dunes, the wind quit on us. We tried to, we were up almost 3 days. I told them three boys, I'm very tired, I'm going to see if I can get some sleep. We didn't sleep all that time. And our boat was leaking, bell. Not real bad, but leaking, aluminum boat. I told them boys, I'm very tired, I'm going to see if I can get some sleep. I go under the bow, had a little cover on the bow, little platform. I was just about to sleep. I hear Joe, my younger brother, Ray, what? I was getting grumpy, tired, and hungry. But there's a plane up there. I get up right away. Coast Guard, C-130. see it. I told him, watch for it. And Joe, my younger brother, he put plastic from this ammo cartridge box, plastic box, what they insert in the box. He put gas and those plastic in the 3-pound coffee can. He lit it. After we see that plane, he stand up on the seat. My arms don't go up no more. Up, he put that can way up there, above him, burning. Pretty soon, we couldn't see that plane anymore. I told him, watch for it, watch. Boy, that plane was coming right toward the C-130 Coast Guard. Very low too. That engineer happened to look out. He see that fire. That C-130. Boy, we jumped for joy. We were heading toward mainland after they sling us off. 3-4 o'clock in the morning. We hit coast Mississippi, they go going home. I was thinking everybody's sleeping. We got close to home. They land us in front of Washington on the beach. Everybody was waiting for us, even Mom. Boy, it hurt me, because everybody was waiting. I went home with my wife, Debbie. We had no kids yet. So I got home, the wind started picking up, started blowing real hard. I finally realized I was home. The tears down, because I was home. No matter how bad I am sometimes, sinner. But it's what I learned from my parents, grandparents. You don't forget him. He's the one that created you. He communicates with you if you believe him. There's miracles. I see it, I believe it. What I learned, I try to tell you anyway. What I can remember. What I went through. What everybody goes through. And I don't want to see that they are foiling, especially bowhead. My kids, they know what to do now. They can go out there on their own, I know. My name is Raymond Sitook Sr. My Eskimo name, Nagalana. And I was born and raised in Wales. I was born July 28, 1946.
You've been listening to Elder Voices, a production of KNOM.
If you are an elder or know an elder who would like to participate, call KNOM at 907-443-5221 or write to KNOM Radio, Elder Voices, P.O. Box 988, Nome, Alaska, 99762. Thank you for listening to Elder Voices.